Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Mames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a giant junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a giant!
Junior. And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Don Barnes, Jake Wimberly along with you. And, of course, George Broadstreet over in the Mississippi Sports Medicine Sports Scoreboard Desk. Did I say that right?
It's the score. It's the corner.
The corner. You are basically in the corner.
In a corner, yes, but it's a very nice corner.
If everybody had a view of where we really are, they would think, man, that place is not nearly as big as I think it is.
Yeah.
Because if you really think about it, he's right there.
Right.
So I can reach out and touch him just about any time I get the feeling to. So tell us what's going on with the scores, George.
All right. We'll give you a kind of a wrap of scores here. Remember, you can go to the website, funutl.com, FNUTL.com, and by the end of this evening, we'll have all the scores posted there. But in 6A tonight, down south, Hancock won an important game. They beat Biloxi 21-19. Gulfport won their sixth district game of the year. They beat Ocean Springs 35-6. Moving up the ladder, Pearl beat Oak Grove tonight 42-0, and Pearl is now 11-0 on the season. Meridian won an important district game against Terry 35-27. Brandon over Jim Hill 36-6. Peddle shut out George County 47-0. Warren Central shut out Starkville tonight, one of the games we've been talking about all night. 23-0 was the final there. The Vikings win. On Thursday night, Madison Central, an important game against Northwest Rankin. Madison Central won that one 27-10. It was Clinton over Greenville 52-12. South Panola won tonight, beat Columbus 41-7. And Tupelo beat Horn Lake 25-7. Also want to mention Oxford beat Hernando 15-6. In some 5A scores, it was Stone over Pearl River Central 31-6. Wayne County shut out West Harrison 37-0. Olive Branch beat Lafayette 20-9. West Point rolled over Saltillo 62-0. Germantown beat Canton 48-0. Cleveland Central won again. They're now 11-0. They beat Neshoba Central 22-7. And Richland edged Holmes County Central 24-20. Moving on, one other 5A score, Brookhaven over South Jones 43-37. In 4A scores, it was Senatobia 28, Corinth 21. Ripley beat New Albany 22-0. Tishomingo County edged Byhalia 7-6. It was O'Bannon over Gentry 22-14. Greenwood beat Clarksdale. That was a Thursday night game, 26-13. Yazoo City edged Rosa Fort 28-27. Kosciuszko beat Morton 21-0. It was Noxubee County shutting out New Hope 48-0. Louisville over League Central 34-0. East Central remains undefeated. They beat Van Cleve 62-7. Some 4A scores to mention. It was North Panola shutting out Water Valley 22-0. South Pontotoc 21, Aberdeen 14. Choctaw County beat Hatley 50-7. It was Houston outscoring Nettleton 67-34. Forest over Kemper County 37-8. And Jefferson Davis County beat Wesson 47-7. Some 2A scores. It was West Lincoln beating Lord Star. This was a Thursday night game, 28-22. Perry Central 16, North Forest 12. Lake over Newton 42-36. It was Taylorsville beating Clarkdale 34-6. Pisgah beat Madison St. Joe 67-17. Mize over Pelahatchie 49-14. In 1A scores, Nanawaya remains undefeated. They beat Smithville 53-13. Okolona shut out Thrasher 24-0. McAdams over Montgomery County 54-0. I have an idea this game has probably been moved to Saturday. Simmons and Ray Brooks. Now, those are two teams that are undefeated in the district, 6-0. Simmons is undefeated 9-0. Ray Brooks has lost only one, but I believe that game may have been moved to Saturday. Lumberton over Stringer 30-25. And MAIS scores, Jackson Prep 42, Park Lane 14. Jackson Academy over Oak Forest 56-13. It was Simpson Academy beating Capaya 41-7. Lamar School 42, Hartsville 7. Indianola Academy is 11-0. They beat North Delta 45-12. It was Central Hines beating Cathedral 34-14. And one last score, MAIS Tri-County over Oak Hill 33-13.
All right. Thank you, George. Appreciate
You're welcome.
That. Don't forget, the Mississippi Sports Medicine Early Saturday Clinic is going to be there for you tomorrow morning, 7:30 over at the fortification location, and they will be there to take care of those things. Any injuries that you might have picked up tonight, or you folks, parents that are listening, and you got a youngster there that's complaining of a strain or a sprain or whatever it happens to be, get on over there to the Mississippi Sports Medicine Clinic and let them check you out, because they'll do that for you on Saturday morning.
And that's at the Fortification Street
location. Yes, that's
location.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So we appreciate them helping us out and one of our sponsors for tonight.
Hey, so little news here. Clinton's probably not going to make the playoff. They're out.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a rebuild for Judd Boswell.
Right.
But they've got a really good, and George, you were talking about this off the air, ninth
mm-hmm.
grade and what
yeah.
I always call feeder program class.
Right.
This was sent to me tonight. Clinton pulled ninth graders up tonight, and freshman Kewan Rogers had 148 yards rushing. Clinton's ninth grade team went undefeated this past year, and senior Ryan Davis had 144 yards rushing tonight. So, you know, Clinton is a team that's not going to make the playoffs after the big championship year. And we see this a lot of times. Teams have to reset
right.
after a big year like that. But I have no doubt. I mean, Judd Boswell's a fantastic coach. That's a great staff. They'll be back next year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're probably a year or so away from having another really, really good year.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it works out.
Going to make Region 2 even tougher.
Oh, well, it's just so hard. I mean, it's like that it's like an SEC West. I mean, you can be really good and be about the fourth or fifth best team.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, some notables. We were talking about that Brandon Pearl game, just to give you guys a little clip on this thing. In region play only. Region play on. Pearl is scoring 28 points per game in region play. Now, they've had some, you know, Peddle has played them as close as anybody. They're giving up only 3 points per game. Brandon is scoring 26 points per game and giving up 14. So, I mean, you know, advantage Pearl on both. Two on the offensive side per game, if you want to go that route. 11 on the defensive side. But you're talking about two teams that, I mean, get after it defensively. And then, you know, both teams have seemed to find their – have found their stride, so to speak, offensively.
Sure.
So I mean, it ought to be a heck of a ballgame.
I mean, you know, when you've got – you got a kid, sophomore quarterback, that's just producing the points and numbers that he's produced. 5 touchdowns last week? Really? I mean, give me a break. This is the giant of the week for Wendy's. This kid – is the real deal.
He's the real deal.
He's doing a fantastic job. Of course, we're talking about Will Rogers, a sophomore quarterback for Brandon. And I kind of wish, as much as I love my job, I kind of wish I didn't have a game to call next week, because if I didn't, I'd have my tail parked in my seats on the Brandon side, because my kids go to Brandon as well. But I would love to see this game firsthand. So,
known Will since he was a youngster, just sitting in the press box with his dad. You know, he learned under Gardner Minshew when Gardner was there. Everybody always said, you know, he was going to be that guy, and he has become that guy. He's been spinning a football since he was just a youngster. And his best football is still out in front of him. The thing about Will is he has yet to, and, you know, he's going to have moments, but he's yet to put Brandon in bad positions all year. I mean, the teams that they've lost to, even though they lost to Tupelo, they lost to Northwest Rankin, Pedal, and then Madison Central, he never put them in bad positions.
Right,
and
right.
That's the thing about him, is he knows how to protect the football, and he can throw just about every throw already as a 10th grader. He's going to be a good one.
Tell you what, he's going to be a lot of fun to watch next week against Pearl.
How many folks can they pack in over there at the new Brandon Stadium?
I think they list the capacity around 7,500, but the thing is, the way they built, when they built that stadium, Don, you've seen that stadium, is with all of the, what I call foot space that they've got in that thing.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's massive. You could fit probably 10 to 12,000 people in that place.
Yeah.
And with that massive video board where the tailgate area is and all the green space, you're literally, I mean, people can stand and watch the game on that massive television.
Well, and that's one of the interesting things about it, and one of the things that I love about the environment of that new place is that the end zone is built in with all of the tailgating down there on that far end, and it faces that big Tron. And to be honest with you, when I have been able to be there for the first few games of the season, that's one of the things that we got to enjoy, was being down in the tailgating area and watching the ball game from the end, not even going up and taking our season seats, but because it's just such a great spot there. But you're right, especially on the, now I will say this much: come Friday night, parking is going to be horrendous.
It will.
In Brandon, it is going to be an absolute nightmare. I do not at all envy Brandon's finest, because they are going to have their hands full with where to put all of those cars.
They will, and you know as well as I do, I mean, at a game like this, and we see them across the state, big rival games. I mean, if you're talking about Brandon Pearl, if you're familiar with the locations, from Bass Pro Shop to Pelahatchee, everybody will be at that ballgame.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
it is true.
It's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere.
It is going to be huge.
I never heard those distinctions before, but you're right. I mean, that's the borders right there, from Pelahatchee to the Bass Pro Shop, and everybody in between.
Exactly right. That is the footprint of this ballgame. And
from
so
the Muscadine Festival to the Bass Boat.
That's it. And if you are anyone who lives in Pearl and somehow gets over to Brandon to go to school, or vice versa, let's just say this week would be a good week to keep your head low.
Yeah, I've already heard people say they will not shop if they're from Brandon. They will not shop at the Walmart Pearl this year. It goes on every year.
It does. It really does. Yeah.
They're not.
I'm not sure how those guys handle not going to Bass Pro Shop.
I know.
I mean, that's tough.
That's tough.
That's really tough.
And hey, if you're from Pearl, I mean, can you really stay away from the Chick-fil-A in Brandon?
Oh, no.
Well, there's another one just a few miles away.
That's
so
true.
It's a Chick-fil-A everywhere. Oh man, I tell you what. Well, it's gonna be exciting. Hey, coming up in the next segment, we're gonna be talking with Tim Lowe, who's got some information on the Terry Meridian game, and then our coach's corner with Tim Schrammick from Germantown, and Germantown travels, or I should say, hosts Ridgeland this coming week, and that will be our peanut game of the week, as long as we don't have another deluge like we did. We're looking forward to that, and we'll have Rachel Richlinski with Fox 40 Sports, and she will be online with us as well, so we'll be checking them out here in the next segment. So make sure that you come right back with us. We're going to take just a little bit of a break, and when we do, we will have all of those
those folks for you. We'll even check scores again. So you stick around. Friday night under the lights, rolling on for you in just a minute. Come on.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant with double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese. It's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Friday night under the lights, Don Barnes, and of course we got Jake Wimberly with you, and over at the scores desk for the Mississippi Sports Medicine scores desk, George Broadstreet, powered by the perfectly powerful peanut, and we appreciate the guys over there at Mississippi Peanut Growers Association, and miss Malcolm tonight, because I mean every week for the last 6-7 weeks we've been hanging out with Malcolm Broom.
Yeah.
From there and enjoying those good peanuts, and so we will be back online with them next week for the perfectly powerful peanut game of the week, and the matchup is, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, Ridgeland and Germantown. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So
both of them won tonight too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well,
Germantown won, I think, 48-0, and Ridgeland beat Holmes County Central 24-20.
It should be a good matchup, and that's another one of those close town grudge matches too. So. That'll be a lot of fun. Walk us through some of that, as you were talking about, the playoff scenario while we're waiting on, see if we can get Tim Lowe online. Talk again about the scenarios you've got for playoffs and where things are at
right.
The moment.
This is 6A. It's all I've been able to work up just in the time frame that we have here. 6A, if things were to stay as they are tonight and moving forward through next week, let's just assume that they do. Starville would be the number one seed in Region 2 with Madison Central number 2. Northwest Rankin number 3, Warren Central number 4. In Region 1, we're looking at the north half, Tupelo, South Panola, Horn Lake, South Haven. So you would have Starkville would host South Haven, and Tupelo would host Warren Central, and South Panola would host Northwest Rankin. Ooh. Which is interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah, that would be very...
And Madison Central would host Horn Lake.
Mm-hmm.
In the South, let's assume Pearl beats Brandon. That would make Petal the number two team in Region 3. Brandon would fall to three because they have the head-to-head loss to Petal.
Right.
And the Meridian, if they win next week, they get in because Oak Grove has dropped one more game, even though Oak Grove beat Meridian. And then, of course, they would have the head-to-head over Terry.
Do you know who Meridian has next week?
Meridian has George County. So
which
that is a game that they should win.
George County is just, well, they're now 2-9 on the year. So
yeah.
You think Meridian's favored in that one pretty good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think they are. So they would be the fourth team. Gulfport, Hancock, St. Martin, and Biloxi out of Region 4. So you would have Pearl hosting Biloxi, which would be a rematch of their round one game last year. Gulfport would host Meridian. Now, that's a Meridian team that can go over there and beat Gulfport. That's no disrespect to Gulfport.
Right.
Petal would host St. Martin, and Brandon would travel to Hancock. So that would be your first round matchups in 6A. If things hold serve, which most times they don't. We'll have, I mean, we've seen
yeah,
it before.
Yeah.
Having, you know, sitting on here several years trying to figure out playoff scenarios where this team beat that team here at the last minute to see who had the head-to-head tiebreaker and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah.
So just a little tidbit there.
That's good. Good stuff. Yeah.
And I know that Will Watson, Will the Thrill, is working on all these playoff scenarios for us for all of the classifications. He's crunching numbers right now as we speak.
Right.
On that.
Yeah. And we, if we listened closely, we could probably hear
the tapping
going on. And there might even be more coming from the north, from the East Coast over there, North Carolina.
Yeah.
As well, because I'm sure Dr. Dave is up and still doing some things to help us out.
Oh yeah, he's putting scores on the website. And
right.
And as mentioned, you know, we there's 148 games we talk about. We can't cover every single score.
Oh no, that's true.
So, but you can go on the website, and probably by the time we go off the air, he'll have every score that's been played.
And I noticed on Twitter that he had just posted not too long ago that there were those scores that we were missing. So you can check us out on the Twitter feed and see what scores those are. Maybe you've got some of that information and that might help him and help us out as well. So. Okay.
I've got a couple here. I don't know that I've really covered that much. I did want to mention, because a 4A team that's really strong down south, Poplarville, they beat Lawrence County 58-20 tonight. That Poplarville's now 10-0 on the season. They're having a really strong year. And, of course, we normally hear from Kerry Metzler a lot, but we did not have Kerry tonight. But Picayune won big over Gaucher, 56-21. And so Picayune is now 5-1 in district play, 8-2 overall. So that's a couple of games that we had not, I don't think we'd covered.
And again, that story with Poplarville is another one of those great stories. I don't know that if you had gone 2 or 3 weeks into the season and if you had said to a room full of people that some of these schools that are still undefeated
mm-hmm.
would be undefeated, they would all say, no, I don't think that's going to be the case. And here they are, you know, a 10-0 from Poplarville. That's special, and so there's some exciting things going on down there, and that's fun for them, and you know you gotta wonder about those seniors, they're thinking this dream season here, and now they're coming to the point where it's getting ready to move into the postseason time, and this is where the apple cart can get really upset after a perfect season like
that. Well, one other thing, we have got a little over 300 teams that we track here. And according to Will's numbers, 17 undefeated teams remain going into tonight.
Wow.
And I don't know that I've seen one. I've seen a score where one of those teams lost.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But
speaking of Will, his ears must be burning.
Mm-hmm.
He just sent the updated spreadsheet with all of the proposed or projected brackets in every classification.
Okay.
So we can pick up with 5A if you'd like and just show you.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're still waiting on Tim, so maybe.
What he has, projected 5A brackets. We'll go first round only. If I can scroll down here and get back up here to, let's see, there we are. 5A is 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So he's got Senatobia. Am I right on this? No, sorry. West Point will play Callaway or Vicksburg, and I believe they play next week. I think that's right, or either they just played. I can't remember. And
Vicksburg beat Callaway last night.
Okay, so they just played. West Point will play Callaway or Vicksburg. Germantown will play Grenada, in the first round. Cleveland Central will play Lafayette in the north, and then Olive Branch will play Callaway or Vicksburg. That's in the north. In the south, you got Brookhaven or West Jones taking on Long Beach or Stone. Now, that's going to be dependent on, obviously, what goes on for the next week. Picayune will play Laurel. That's an interesting first-round matchup.
Mm-hmm. Now, Laurel, that is.
Not the team that we've seen over the last couple of years, but still a really good team.
Right.
Hattiesburg will play South Jones, and then Brookhaven or West Jones will play Long Beach or Stone. So that's the south. And, you know, you talked about Brookhaven. That's a team I had a chance to see in the spring. Felt like they were extremely talented, had a chance to be really good. Not sure if they've got enough, I guess you could say, you know, sand in the pants to get all the way to the state championship, but they're a team that can make life really uncomfortable in the playoffs for a
sure.
lot of teams.
Absolutely.
If you want to move on and look at 4A real quick, looking at his 4A bracket, Senatobia will play Corinth or Rosa Fort, and Yazoo City is what he's got. He's got Louisville right now, not with an opponent. I think he's still trying to work on that. Amory and Moorville. He's got Greenwood or Clarksdale. Okay, he's got them moving around. It's a lot of moving parts the way he's
right.
put this bracket
yeah.
together. And then, of course, he's got Ripley in New Albany, Itawamba AHS, and Kosciuszko in the playoffs. He's also got Pontotoc and New Hope in the playoffs. Greenwood or Clarksdale as the three seed out of Region 2. And then New Albany, Ripley, or Senatobia. So a lot of ors and buts in the
yeah.
north.
Yeah. It starts getting a little more convoluted.
Well, you know, we talked about 4A not being, a couple weeks ago, not being as dominant by one or two teams.
Right.
That
yeah.
it was more wide open.
It is.
And you're seeing that even if you go through the south. I mean, Mendenhall's in, Forest County or Purvis as the number four seed. And you've got St. Stanislaus, Florence, and Lanier. Poplarville, Northeast Lauderdale, Quitman or West Lauderdale, Macomb, Pass Christian or Van Cleve, and of course in the south, the other portion of the south, Moss Point and Pass Christian, Greenville County, Summerall, Mendenhall, and of course the likes, and then of course East Central and others. So 4A is very convoluted right now,
mm-hmm.
and at least that's the way I'm reading this bracket. And of course if you go on to 3A, it's a little simpler. North Pontotoc as a one seed, Humphreys County and Ruleville Central, Houston and Nettleton, and then Mississippi MS Palmer as well. Charleston, a team that seems to live in the state championship, or Yazoo County as the one seed out of that region, Belmont and Boonville, North Panola and Water Valley, Aberdeen, Houston, or South Pontotoc. And then, of course, he's also got Choctaw Central, Kossuth, Humphreys County, and Ruleville Central. In the South Forest, also Kemper County, Franklin County, Jefferson County, Wilkeson County, Tylertown, West Marion, Crystal Springs still has a shot to get in, so I know Ty's excited about that. St. Andrews and McGee, Hazelhurst, a team we always know that's got a ton of speed and athletes, or Port Gibson. Port Gibson trying to get back into the playoffs. It's been a while since they've been there. That would be good to see them in. Choctaw Central, Southeast Lauderdale, and Morton, Raleigh, Velma, Jackson, Columbia, and Seminary. So you get down into these brackets, and it's not nearly as defined as 5A and 6A.
Yeah. You mentioned Yazoo County and Charleston. They played last night, and Yazoo County won 38-22, and, you know, they were both undefeated in district play going into that game. So do you want to mention that?
Well, and you're right. When you the larger schools are going to have – it seems to be that case, that the bigger the schools get, the bigger the talent pool is, the more opportunity there is for there to be those dominant teams like you're talking about. So, you know, I look at it like this. There's a lot better quality football maybe being played in those lower divisions.
Absolutely.
And you see some really good matchups there because there isn't so much dominance on one side of the ball or the other. So that's going to make for an exciting stretch here in the middle of the season as we head in toward playoff time. So lots of excitement to come up here over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, it is. There's no doubt. This is our, I think, everybody's favorite time of the year. It's somewhat of a Debbie Downer because we know the season's coming to an end, but it's also the most exciting. This is why you play 7-on-7. This is why you've got guys in the weight rooms 24-7, is to, you know, have a chance to get to this position where you can play for a state championship. championship, which is, it's something I never even got a chance to play in a playoff game, much less play in a state championship. So it's always fun to watch these other guys do it.
Well, by this time next Friday night, we'll know who's going to be who's going to be doing what.
So yes, we will.
It's going to be here before you know it. It is time for us to take a break, and when we do, we'll come back with Coach's Corner with Tim Schremmick from Germantown. This is Friday night, Under the Lights. Stay with us. Back in a moment.